Kristi Noem, Kentucky must hold Andy Beshear accountable for his pandemic response. By Hannah Blow Knudsen on November 7, 2023. Kentucky must hold Democrat Governor Andy Beshear accountable for his response to the coronavirus pandemic. South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, R., said as Republican Kentucky Attorney General Daniel Cameron hopes to unseat the Democrat incumbent in Tuesday's highly anticipated election. KY must hold Andy Beshear accountable for his pandemic response. He forced your kids to wear masks in school. He labeled your business non-essential. And he took away your freedom of religion by locking down your churches, Noem said on election eve. It's time for KY to elect a Daniel Cameron ag governor, she added. Noem's plea came Monday night, but Kentuckians are now heading to the polls, casting their vote for who should be their next governor. Democrat Andy Beshear or Trump-backed Republican Daniel Cameron. Speaking to Breitbart News Saturday during his bus tour in the final stretch of his campaign, Cameron made a similar argument, reminding Kentuckians that Beshear shut down churches, small businesses, and schools during the pandemic. Further, he said children still have a pretty significant learning loss because of what Andy Beshear did to them during those shutdowns. Related, pastor recounts resisting Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear's shutdown orders. I want to catch your kids up. I've got an education plan that I put forward that will catch our kids up to make sure our teachers are making more. I've got a public safety plan that will make sure that we improve and boost the morale of our law enforcement community and also keep our streets safe from crime and drugs, he said. It's why the Kentucky Fraternal Order of Police has endorsed this campaign. Further, Cameron expressed the belief that his victory would essentially set the stage for former President Donald Trump in 2024 and send a long, a big and strong message to the rest of the country, which is that we don't want a far-left Democrat who reflects the policies of Joe Biden and our governor's mansion anymore. This will resonate throughout the nation, he said. And I believe we're going to have a resounding victory on November 7th. And it's going to help propel Donald Trump into the White House in November of 2024. A Democrat poll released on election eve showed a tight race between the incumbent and Cameron, the latter of whom trails Beshear by 2 points, which is within the survey's plus or minus 4% margin of error.